Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Podcast with you as always. I am Andrew Ledman,
and I'm Casey Bartley,
and we are back with you once again to talk more Purdue basketball. We've got some recruiting news. We've got some Indiana All-Star news. We're going to start out with some Olympics, but before we get to that, Casey, I've got a question for you.
Let's get to it.
Who do you think got away with the bigger theft of money? Do you think it was Daryl Hazel with his contract at Purdue, or Floyd Mayweather for whatever the hell that fight he just had was?
Oh, Mayweather for sure. I mean, I didn't watch the fight. I don't care.
Oh, I didn't
like fighting. I believe Hazel thought he might, or, you know, I think he was trying to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think intention matters a lot.
Yeah.
He was clearly inept. Like, he's nowhere near as good as Mayweather, but I think it's pretty clear Mayweather just wanted, he said as much.
Yeah.
Throughout, he's like, I'm here to catch the bag. It's all I care about.
I think he wore a shirt that said something like legalized bank robbing or something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, they tell you who they are and people still throw money at it. So.
Well, and the thing that gets me is we have no idea how much money Mayweather made.
No, but I'm sure it was substantial.
They've just not reported it. Yeah. I mean, he's making like $20-40 million per fight. Well, fight is in quotes. I know this is a podcast. You can't see it, but it's unbelievable that he's getting paid for this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess good for him. No one got tricked into it. If they did, they blindly walked into it. So.
Yeah, that's on them. That's on them. So, yeah, I mean, Hazel walked out of the door with a lot of money, but he's no Floyd Mayweather, so he's got some stuff to learn still.
Hazel hurt more people.
Maybe emotionally.
His
maybe
crime emotionally. Was greater.
Yeah, that's probably true, especially to Purdue fans.
So, yeah, Logan Paul, Brian Paul, whatever their names are.
One of the Pauls, who he even knows at this point. They're all the same.
Good for them, I guess. I mean, I'm not a fighting fan. I'm not a boxing fan. I don't like MMA, so.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what they did was boxing, technically. But that's the closest sport you could call it, I guess. So, good for Mayweather, I guess, for grabbing that money. So, all right, well, I'll continue with these random questions whenever I can think of one. This one just hit me today, and I was like, I think this will be good. So you got away with this one, Daryl Hazel. We'll catch you next time, I guess. So breaking news, actually, just as we were getting ready to record here, turns out Purdue, I think three-time Olympian David Budaya has missed the 2021 Tokyo Olympic Games. He did not finish high enough in the diving event today at the trials, so he is not going to make the Olympics.
Hi, this is Casey. A little bit of editor's note. While David Budaya will not be representing Purdue at the U.S. Olympics in Tokyo this year, the 17-year-old Tyler Downs, who we mentioned, we failed to mention that he will be a Purdue student once he graduates high school. So Purdue will be represented in the Olympic diving by Tyler Downs as well. All right, we'll let you back to the show. Thank you.
That was pretty shocking. What was your first reaction to that, Casey?
I just pour one out. Pour one out for him. Dreams are dead.
I mean, his dreams have been reached, I would say. I mean, he's got quite a few medals.
I think I'm just tired of Purdue getting in the Olympics because they do the same shit in the Olympics they do everywhere else. It's just, it's more disappointment just in like different colors. I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
We went to Taiwan and got a silver medal. I thought I was going to watch him win it all.
So
Robbie Hummel's team lost the 3x3.
Yeah, that was,
didn't
that
even qualify.
Yeah.
So I think I'm over just caring about Boilers might getting into the Olympics because there's no guarantee. I'll start rooting for him the same way I do recruits as soon as they sign a letter and are in.
Okay.
No more getting my hopes up. I can't handle it, Ledman.
So, Budaya has been in, he's been named to three Olympic teams, 2008, 2012, 2016. According to Wikipedia, so if this is wrong, it's all on Wikipedia, not me. He got a gold in the 10-meter platform in 2012 at London, a silver in the 10-meter synchro in 2016 at Rio, and then two bronze in 2012 and 2016 for 10-meter synchro and 10-meter platform. So he's got four medals.
Have you ever jumped off a high dive?
Not a 10-meter high dive. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Especially a platform? No.
Okay. I didn't know. I didn't know if you snuck into the water place at Purdue and like had a little swim.
Have you?
No.
Oh,
I don't
God,
think so.
Terrified.
I know as a kid I jumped off a high board, but I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
how
I jumped off. I've jumped off like a high, like a diving board at like a park pool, but not like a 10-meter platform dive. That's 32 feet in the air.
I can barely fall down to my couch without like hurting myself, so I have no idea how I would jump up in the air like 30 feet high and like twist around and find my head at the ground again.
Like, if you put me up on that 10-meter platform and were like, you have to jump, I could do it. I could survive. But I'm going to be doing, like, the toothpick. I'm not doing a cannonball. I'm not, like, flipping in the air. I'm not doing anything. I'm like, just keep my arms close to my legs and try to get in the water and hopefully not lose my breath.
I backflipped off a cliff once, if that counts.
I mean, do you have any idea how high the cliff was?
I mean, probably like 12 foot.
That's not bad.
The water was 5 feet tall, so.
Oh, that's not great. The only thing I've done is I did a Tough Mudder, which is one of those.
Oh, those are intense. I worked one of those.
So I've done two of them, but one of them, the first one I did was in Indiana, and like
not as fun.
Well, one of the things you had to do was actually jump off like not a cliff, but I mean like. A rock face into like this pond or lake, and it was like, and I'm a terrible swimmer anyway, so I was like, okay, I just had to like hype myself up and jump, and then you just like side paddle over to the shore, and that was awful. That was enough for me. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, but you got that tasty beer at the end.
And I hate beer, but I drank some of that beer for sure.
Did.
I was like, earned this.
Did they have the electronic wire? The shock at the end.
Yes.
Which is just tremendous work. So you paid money for that.
I did. A lot of money. The first time I did it, didn't get shocked. I ran through it covering my unmentionables and did not get shocked all the way through.
Is that the secret? Does electricity only penetrate through the penis?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So I take it back. I had one hand over my crotch. I had one hand over my crotch and one hand like covering my eyes like so I could look down. And like not get hit in the eye. But then the second time, when I did my second Tough Mudder running through, one hit me like square in the sternum and I just fell right down. Like directly onto the ground. It was just like and just collapsed right into the dirt. And like I immediately got back up and was like, oh my God, that was crazy. And
is
got right through, no problem.
This?
No, there isn't actually. Jess was my wife was watching and was like, you just fell right down. I was like, yes, I did. Yes, I did. So there's that. Somehow we got on that. But congratulations to this young kid who made the Olympic team. He's 17 years old. Name is Tyler Downs. Earned a spot on the Olympic team. That is pretty crazy. 17 years old. So good for him. But fortunately for Purdue and their reputation as a diving school, David Budaya is not the only hope for Purdue diving at the Olympics. Brandon Lusciavo, I'm probably butchering this guy's name, I apologize, just graduated from Purdue in 2021, and he is actually he won the NCAA championship in 2021, and he won the Olympic trials, the 10 meters for diving. So he is heading to the Olympics as a Purdue alumnus. So we do still have a diver heading to the Olympics, so we've got that going for us.
Yay, diving school.
That's right, and I'm not sure if we mentioned this in our last podcast. I don't believe so because this broke after we recorded. Another a swimmer from Purdue, Nikola Asin, will be representing Serbia in the 4x100 freestyle relay. So we've got another Boilermaker there.
We got to root for Serbia now?
Well, we got to root for them to get the silver. I'm not rooting for him to get the gold because obviously I'm rooting for the U.S., but we'll root for them to get the silver.
Wow.
I have no idea if the Serbian swimming team is any good. No idea.
I bet they're great.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're silver worthy. And the other one is, of course, Annie Drews will be on the USA volleyball team. So according to head coach Dave Shondell, she is actually the first player, not just from Purdue, but from the state of Indiana to be on the U.S. volleyball team. So that is a pretty big deal.
Olympic volleyball is insane.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know
college
I know.
Level looks like tough, but I think I would rather get tackled in an NFL game
than have like a spike coming at your face.
Yeah.
Who, I don't know. Those are both terrible options.
I can duck, like I can run out of bounds. I can take a knee.
Yeah, that's true. I could slide. You're a quarterback. I can slide.
Yeah, I can do a lot of, I can throw the ball away.
Yeah.
You could just go chase it.
Just like, nope.
Uh-huh.
Not for me. Sorry, guys.
I can hand it off to the angry big guy about to crush me.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of ways to get away from a tackler in football if you don't care about winning the game.
Yeah, but like you're so close to the volleyball and it's coming at you so quickly. And
I was going to say, there's no time. There's no time to react.
By the time you turn around realizing your team hit it, then it's coming back at your face.
Yeah, I mean, I know, you know, we watch a lot of sports and you're like, oh, it doesn't look that bad. But that's because everyone out there is an incredible freak of an athlete. So the speed of the game is so much slower to them than it would be.
Right.
Like, if I'm watching a USA volleyball game and they're like, hey, let's have a fan come out and play, and I hop onto the court, no, I'm dead.
Yes.
I'm not going to be able to react in time to get anything.
You might be short enough that the ball would hit the net.
Exactly. Yeah,
so
that's my hope
for you.
Yeah, there's just no chance. So
that
just gives us another reason to watch U.S. Women's volleyball in the Olympics. So hopefully we get to see Annie Drews be out there, and hopefully she can walk away with a medal. That'd be great news.
It'd be
great for the program.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much bringing everyone back to the program. It's going to be a big year next year, so let's start it off with some gold.
That's right. So. Now that we've got all our Olympic talk out of the way, we are going to head into one of Casey's favorite topics, which is going to be basketball, basketball, basketball.
Every day.
So
ball is life.
So the Indiana All-Stars played the Kentucky All-Stars this weekend, and the Indiana Seniors also played the Indiana Juniors. And as you may know, Purdue has three incoming recruits who were actually all on the Indiana All-Star team. So, Casey, can you tell me anything about how our three recruits played, or commits, I guess, at this point, and if there was any surprises there?
Well, first of all, I think we had four commits.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I meant three seniors.
Three seniors, correct. Yeah, I think the most encouraging news, which isn't a total shot because he won Mr. Basketball in Indiana, but turns out Caleb First is the best player in Indiana. If the game was any notification, he's also the best player in Kentucky.
I don't think they let you be the best player in Kentucky if you're from Indiana and
don't
play.
No, you beat them, you claim them. That's,
oh, okay.
That is,
this is
absolutely
this is like
how basketball
sort of,
works.
Okay, some sort of conquest now.
Yes. Always has been.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that's really encouraging because, you know, Caleb First, the thing I like more and more every time I watch him, you just like a guy who's aggressive and knows what he is and knows what he can do. And he is a decent to good athlete, really long, and he just wants to get to the rim.
Yeah.
He's got
skills. Which is what we need.
Yeah, he's got handle. He can get there on his own. It's just really nice to do. He doesn't play a complicated game. He doesn't need to be back to the basket, dribble the ball around, doesn't need a bunch of screens to move around. He either gets the ball, one move, gets to the hoop, or kicks it out, sets a screen, moves on. I mean, he's got the athleticism and skill to really work on that later on, but you know that he is going to be able to come in, play 10 to 20 minutes a game, and be an effective force on the court right away while having a high ceiling.
Okay, so I have to check you on one thing. Purdue does have three seniors incoming. Well, you know, they just graduated, but they were
We actually have five recruits.
There you go. That's what I was going to say. You said four. It's actually five.
Yeah, I was thinking one of them didn't play, but I forgot the injury happened later.
Yeah. So, all right, continue. I didn't mean to cut you off there. I just wanted to, point out to our listeners that accuracy is key here on this podcast.
Yeah. So the other thing we learned, not as positive, is that Brian Waddell is not ready to play next year.
Yeah, but we knew that already. I mean, when you and I talked about this, I think 2-3 weeks back, I mean, you said Waddell is going to redshirt. There is no doubt in your mind, and you were pretty sure that him and Painter had already had that conversation.
Yeah. So let's just say it doubles down and really confirms it. He looks confused on defense at times. Didn't really have a big offensive game. You know, he's just not the body or talented enough with the ball yet to make a difference. Trey Kaufman-Wrenn looked really good when he played.
Here's the bad news.
Broke his hand.
But, yes. But according to Mike Carmen, it sounds like he's only going to be out about 3 weeks. It said he sustained a fourth metacarpal fracture in his right hand on Saturday. He's not going to have surgery, and he'll be out approximately for 3 weeks. Again, that is from Mike Carmen at the JNC. So
does that take him out of the Olympic U19 discussion?
Yes. I mean, it would have to, because those trials are in a week.
I couldn't remember the date exactly, so that's good to know.
I believe the dates were June 20th, so there's no way he's going to be making that team or even going to try out for that team.
Yeah, it'd be nice if his invite and tickets are already paid for and he can go down there and learn some stuff and watch, and maybe, you know, it's his hand. He can probably do some drills. So I don't know. He might still go down there and see it.
Yeah, the camp, just to confirm, is June 20th to 22nd. So the tryouts are in a week. And if he just broke the hand yesterday, I mean, 3 weeks puts him well beyond that date. So I can't imagine he's going to be out there trying out.
Yeah, that's obviously a bummer. It would have been a really good experience for him. But, I mean, now we know what we're going to get in TV packages the first game when he goes off for, 15 points.
He broke his hand in the offseason, mm-hmm. and they'll have video of him, like, dribbling with his offhand, and, you know, now he's stronger to his left.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think even more it'll be, he watched first go do what he should have done. Now he's
ready. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it's a bummer.
You could definitely use it as a motivational tactic,
Yeah, but, thankfully it's not a super serious injury. It's really bad timing, obviously, but not, any threatening to next year or, going forward. It should just be a little bit of rest, no surgery needed. So been worse.
Yeah, if you're going to come into the season having an injury, a broken, part of your hand, I would take that over a knee, a lower leg of any kind. So that's obviously, you don't want any injury, but if I have to have one, that's what I'll take. So it could have, like you said, it could have been much worse.
And the other thing we learned is, it's a really strange thing to start this whole thing off with seniors playing juniors. It's a really tough task.
Why'd you say that?
It's just really tough to put juniors up against a whole class of seniors. They're going to get washed.
And they did. In fact, the seniors won 127 to 106.
It's not great, but it was encouraging. Purdue had two of those juniors, Braden Smith, Fletcher Lawyer, both of them, guards with a lot of handle, a lot of shooting, a lot of polish. I thought it was really encouraging that Braden Smith's quickness really stood out in that game. Offensively and defensively, he looked like he belonged. Just a natural passer, moves the ball. And then Fletcher Lawyer is a shot maker. Off the ball, just tough shots, hand in his face, quick release. I think those two kids are going to be really exciting when they come to campus.
Yeah, I think one of the most surprising things to me about the juniors was that Braden Smith wound up with a team-high 9 rebounds in addition to 5 assists. I mean, he only had 2 points, but as you said, he didn't look lost out there. He looked like he was in the flow. He looked good on offense, and to be able to go out there and grab 9 rebounds and dish out 5 assists is pretty good.
Yeah, it's a really good sign because he is a little smaller, 5'10". They have him listed at 165, but I know he bulked up this last year. Definitely looks a little bigger than that. But to grab that many boards, I mean, that means you have a motor and you've got some athleticism. So
and some instinct. I mean, you have to, you can be in the right position, and obviously that's going to get you a fair share of rebounds. But you have to be able to look at a shot and kind of know where it's going to come off. And if he can grab those boards with that kind of instinct and that skill set, that's a huge addition for Purdue.
Yeah, and a point guard grabbing a rebound, I mean, that is how you get fast breaks.
Yeah.
And Braden Smith is happy to run them.
You want the ball in somebody's hands who can push it and who you can trust to push it down the floor. And obviously your point guard is going to be number one on that list.
And just as impressive as Lawyer looks like a real legitimate shot maker going up against the best seniors in the state and not intimidated, hitting shots at every level. He's also kind of a slight kid, but he does have some pretty good length, really quick, and just we've seen what we can do when we have elite shooting.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the components that really has taken Purdue teams to the next level. So speaking of Fletcher Lawyer, how would you compare him to his brother, who, of course, is at Michigan State?
Oh, that is his brother.
Yeah.
Ha!
I guess you wouldn't compare him to his brother. You didn't even know they were brothers.
I'd never know. I'm a live lookup just to make sure I'm thinking of who you're talking about.
Yeah, Foster Lawyer on Michigan State.
Oh, my God. This is blowing my mind.
Just blowing your mind here.
This is blowing my mind. Foster Lawyer plays nothing like his brother.
That's a good thing to me.
Yeah, Foster Lawyer is a 6'170" dude. He's a walk-on that gets playing time.
Oh, that is hurtful.
I don't care.
We're not a Michigan State podcast.
No. Look, if he played 7.5 minutes per game, averaged 2.9 points, 0.9 assists, 0.5 rebounds. He comes on the floor and you're happy because you have a guard that's not a threat to score.
Like, or else maybe the game's out of hand.
Yeah, I think Fletcher Lawyer has a way, way higher ceiling. He is a shot maker, while Foster Lawyer is much more of a, you know, just protect the ball, play smart, Izzo's little pet.
Okay.
Decent that's athlete, plays hard.
That's what I wanted to hear, because obviously I have not been impressed with Foster Lawyer, but everything I've read and everything I've seen of Fletcher makes me think he has a much higher ceiling and better skill set than his brother. So I wanted to see your opinion on that. So turns out I guess I wasn't too far off.
Their game is so different. I didn't even – it did not register in my head.
Hey, it happens. It happens. Ooh. So anything else on the Indiana All-Stars, whether it be seniors or juniors, before we move on?
I mean, it's great that we keep dominating Kentucky, and it's great that we keep plucking the top talent out of the state.
Yeah, I mean –
keep doing that and we'll be fine.
Yeah, to have five of the guys between the two teams, that's pretty great. The old people, as we used to call them when I was at Purdue, the olds in Mackey Arena, you know, the ones who were always just sitting on their hands – they're always obsessed with locking down the state of Indiana. You know, you got to keep these players in state. And there's a certain truth to that. You don't have to, exclusively recruit Indiana. But if you can get the best players out of Indiana, like you said, you're going to be okay 9 times out of 10. So hopefully Painter can keep that up.
You generally don't get worse at recruiting. It's usually a momentum thing. And once you get known for getting great guys, you keep getting great guys.
Painter is certainly in that category right now. And as I said, five players between the two teams of Indiana All-Stars. You love to see it. So we know we'll at least have the two who are now juniors on the senior team next year. Who knows at this point who we will have, who will be on the junior team next year. But I would imagine there will be at least one. So
can we just say how dumb college rankings are for recruiting classes?
Oh, yeah, you can hardly pay attention to any of them, because really, what's the difference between the 30th best player and the 64th best player? Who knows?
We're coming in. We have the two best players from the state at prime positions, and we're the seventh best class in the Big Ten.
That's why it always blows my mind when so many people put so much stock in recruiting rankings. And I know, for most of us, we don't watch the college games. We watch maybe a few highlights. We watch clips. And, of course, everyone looks great in clips. Everyone looks great in their highlights because they're highlights. No one's going to put, the night they were 1-for-9 from the floor and their guy scored 20 on them. So it's hard to watch those and know what is going on. So often we rely on other people to tell us who is good and who is not.
Yeah, and you don't see the stuff that matters, off-ball defense. Energy level throughout, taking good shots.
What kind of teammate they are.
Yeah, and they're also just the variability in any 16, 17-year-old.
Now that we've dumped on recruiting rankings, coming up after the break, let's talk about a recruit. And we are back for our last segment, So, Casey, again, we kind of talked about it last, just before the break. I don't really follow recruiting as much as you do. I know the names, I watch the highlights,
You
but
shouldn't.
yeah,
It's a
exactly.
waste of time.
I don't really take the time to, go deep into recruits. I know you do this more than I do, and I know you really wanted to talk about somebody who was on Purdue's radar, a guy by the name of Terrace Reed Jr. What can you tell me about this guy? What year is he? Where is he from? And what kind of game does he have?
All right, so we'll start off Terrace Reed Jr. from St. Louis, Missouri, Chaminade High School. You've probably heard of it.
Always a great name. Isn't Chaminade, aren't they the school in Hawaii?
Chaminade, Hawaii?
Yeah, don't they? Isn't that the team that always has that weird tournament in Hawaii? Yes, they are. Chaminade University of Honolulu.
Oh, it's a university. Got you.
Yeah.
So yes, this is the more landlocked St. Louis, Missouri, not a school.
Okay.
He just took his official visit to Purdue this week. He has been bouncing all over the place. He's already got some big time offers: Arizona State, Michigan, Kansas, Illinois. Have you heard of those schools, Ledman?
I have, yeah.
They're
Some of them ring a
pretty
bell.
good. IU's already offered. Iowa,
Ooh.
Ohio State, Florida, Creighton. Pretty much anyone would take him on his team.
So pretty
Despite the
much a
fact.
lot of really good teams and pretty much anybody in the Midwest who's trying to just get their name out there. Like he's probably not going to Creighton or Iowa State, but they're like, "Hey, you're kind of
Creighton's gonna
close."
be loaded this year.
I'll believe it when it happens.
All right. This is definitely a case of a kid who is gonna rise a lot in the next month or two. Right now, he's looking at about 79th nationally at 247 Sports, and his composite is 94. He's a power forward, but he has got a body on him. He is 6'10, 230 pounds.
Okay, that's a big
Yeah,
guy.
he's not a kid that comes on campus and is like, oh, we gotta bulk him up. He already has an NBA body and he plays like it. He is mean in the paint with a lot of moves, a lot of touch. You want your big guys to stretch. Terrace Reed has maybe he has one of the best trajectories on his jump shot that I've ever seen of a big man. Huge arc, really gets above the net. Great little splash zone when he shoots. But he wants to play inside. I was taking notes Friday watching some tape, and he's got a little Anthony Davis to his game. He's got a little bit of Joel Embiid.
Oof, these are big names you're throwing out here.
Yeah, he is a absolute post beast. He's going to be, Greg Oden style, taking over control of the
Oh
paint,
goodness.
inside, outside, offense, defense, I think.
You are really you're really upping the expectations for this kid.
He is the favorite. Like, he is one of my favorite recruits that I've seen in the last 5 to 10 years on the inside.
So, I mean, you mentioned he's listed as a power forward. Even though he is 6'10", you think he projects more for a power forward, or is he going to play center, or really is there not much of a difference?
I think a lot of the ways that, like, Jaren Jackson was both for Michigan State, because pretty much in college, if you're a decent athlete and you can shoot, you can play the four.
Yeah.
He has a good jumper, like I said, really natural, really good release, really high arc on it. So I think he is perfect to play next to a big guy and just absolutely bully a four, or his athleticism is going to be a problem and he'll be able to stretch bigs outside. So
So,
I don't see any limitations to where he can play.
is he athletic enough and fast enough on the defensive end to guard the four?
Yeah, I think that's way overrated, to be honest. There's not enough.
Defense is way overrated?
The athletic ability it takes to defend a four. If you're an
Okay.
elite athlete, in any way where you're going to be considered for the NBA or one of these high recruits, you have enough athleticism and length to defend the four. Grady Eifert defended the four incredibly well.
Okay, yeah, you're making a fair point. I buy into that.
So, and honestly, the big thing about Eifert was is he always was a better athlete. I mean, it's in his blood. His brother
Yeah.
is an NFL player,
Yeah.
but he wasn't that tall or long or strong looking. But if you are an athlete, if you're top caliber, you're not going to get played off the court by very many fours in college.
Yeah, Eifert also put in 100% of
Yeah,
effort all the
absolutely.
time. All the time.
I mean, Eifert was an amazing case, but it just shows you that you can really overcome limitations one way or another in college.
Yeah, so I mean, it sounds like he's a guy who you are obviously very excited about. Do we know I mean, obviously, the thing with recruiting that always gets me is, this guy came on his official visit. They get five official visits, but now with the changes in recruiting rules, I believe you can get five official visits before your senior year and then five official visits in your senior year. So I'm not sure how they classify him, because if he's class of 2022, he'll be graduating next year. So this technically isn't his senior year yet. So I'm not sure if this counts as his junior year visit or a senior year visit. Like, it's just a mess. I don't know who in the athletic department has to handle all this stuff, but it's got to be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't get too caught up on it, because you can take an unofficial visit and it is what it is. They're gonna show whatever they need to show to recruit. So by the time he's making a choice, he's not gonna need to see five places. But if he does come officially, I mean, I feel pretty good whenever Painter can get a guy in his room, and it's not that hard to sell that, hey, you're a big man who likes the ball. Guess what? We've had quite a bit of success with
Yeah,
that,
we've
and
had
you
plenty
will
of
get the
that.
ball here.
Yeah. He may have to grow a couple inches in order to meet the height requirement at Purdue, but other than that, he sounds like a good get.
He can play
So,
shooting guard.
yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. I think that's going to wrap it up for us, but Casey, you've got the recommendation this week. What do you got for us?
I do. You know what? I thought it'd be fun to spend 7 minutes to talk about a book, but I think instead I'm going to go Twitter.
Just in general?
I would like to point everyone towards Club Trillion, Mark
Ah,
Titus's
yes.
Twitter. I believe it was last week he started, it was June 6th he posted this, so you can check out his Twitter for this. He found his box with all of his Ohio State game plans
Oh, God.
for players he played, and he's got a lot of Purdue ones, including all of Robbie Hummel's. I want to read you a scouting report. I want you. Usually you ask me a question at the beginning. I'm going to ask you one
Yeah.
now. I'm going to read one of the scouting plans. I want you to guess who it is.
Is it going to be a Purdue player,
It's
or
going to
could
be a
this be
Purdue player.
anybody?
This is a
Okay.
Purdue player. All right? You
Yeah.
ready? Backup post who wants to impact game with physical play and chucking. More inside arc this year, but will still shoot. Will seal duck in versus zone for angles. Watch step out for jumpers. Goes to the offensive glass. Can be screened, posted on defense. For a bonus, that was the second game of that season. The first game, he went 3 for 4 for 6 points.
Sandy?
It is not. Sandy
No?
couldn't shoot.
Well, yeah, but
You're close.
I don't know.
It's a big boy Chalison, baby.
Oh, yeah, that absolutely should have been my guess.
Big boy Chalison.
So I'm definitely going to check these out, read these. What is his Twitter handle?
It is at Club Trillion.
Okay,
I got
all right.
one more for you. I want to see if you
Love
can
it.
guess which shooter this is. Literally, first thing it says on his chart, shooter. Very good when
All
his
right.
feet are set, has deep range. Plays hard and competes. He is in the game to make shots. 79% of his shots are threes. Transition drive and kick to
I'm trying to think of who was on the team when Titus played at Ohio State.
him.
Ryan Smith?
That's the right guy. Good job.
Yes.
We redeemed you.
All right.
Ryan with a Y.
I'm gonna have to look that up. Those are gonna be good. Did you ever read Titus's book?
I did not.
You've got to.
I
If you
should.
love these Twitter things, you will love his book. It's titled "Don't Put Me In, Coach."
I
And
know about it. Like, I've definitely heard of it.
it is one of the funniest books I've ever read. I mean, I remember reading, I was laughing out loud in my office at work. The stories he tells about being at Ohio State and about him and the coach, just they're absolutely perfect. So love it. Love the recommendation. Club Trillion, great follow on Twitter. Perfect choice. Good job.
I aim to please.
All right. So for Casey and myself, that is it for this week. We will catch you once again next week. Make sure to rate, like, review, and hammer that subscribe button.